Hi everyone, welcome to day 7 of August Wisdom, 31 episodes in 31 days from the Deep Psychology Podcast. I am Ross, and day 7 is called When Diagnoses Don't Work. This is a Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide Deep Psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So if you're liking the series so far, I really recommend you subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so that you're kept up to date with all the latest episodes. They come out at 8 p.m. Central European Time, 7 p.m. British Time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure to subscribe and to tune in every day for the next piece of back pocket wisdom that I can think really enhance your understanding of yourself and the world. So today I'm going to talk briefly about when diagnoses don't work. And the basic theme, the message here, is that diagnoses, I'm quite skeptical of them. And I find that they're very harmful sometimes. And I think that we need to find a new way of basically treating people and helping people in a medical sense. Okay. So a bit of background here. I have in the past been diagnosed with major depression. It was over 10 years ago now, and it's long gone now. But I was diagnosed with it over 10 years ago, and I feel like I kind of suffered on and off with depression for 5 years, possibly a bit longer at that time before I was eventually diagnosed. And that was an interesting experience because, although at the time it was challenging, it put me in the position of what it's like to go through the sort of medical system. And I'd been fairly innocent up until that point. You know, I've always been physically healthy. And this was a bit of a shock, actually. And one of the things that I didn't have sort of the knowledge or the language to describe it as I can now. And I didn't have the self-awareness to realize that this is what was happening. But it's interesting because even though I was pretty miserable at the time, there was a pretty obvious cause for it, in my opinion, which was never identified, which if you listen to my previous episodes on this subject, you'll realize that I'm kind of angry at, but that's another topic for another day. What happened was that basically once I was diagnosed with major depression and I was given tablets and I was told that I'd be, you know, therapy would be organized, is that my symptoms got worse, right? Because what basically happened was I'd done a lot of research on the internet, and that research is what led me to seek out professional help. And in that research, I found what the typical symptoms are of depression. And what basically happened was I ended up, because I was so keen to sort of understand what I was going through, I ended up paying a lot more attention to those symptoms. And as we know now, as medical people are getting wise to now, those symptoms, we tend to exacerbate them by focusing on them. And because we're focusing on them, because we're sort of looking for proof of our diagnosis, we end up displaying what is called illness behavior. So we actually, by having a diagnosis, we worsen our symptoms because we act more like a person that we believe to be diagnosed with depression or any other, whatever the diagnosis is. So I've seen this from the inside, how this works. And I think this is a very relevant issue nowadays where a lot of children, for example, are being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, right? And they're being also, autism is kind of, there's a lot of autism diagnosis happening at the moment. And things like anxiety, depression, stress are all being diagnosed very, very often nowadays. And I'm not saying that these things don't exist. I don't want that to be the message here. What I want the message to be is that when you diagnose somebody, you can inadvertently worsen their symptoms and the severity of their condition. And so what happens is that basically the diagnosis is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, as soon as we label someone as anxious or depressed, they're going to then identify as an anxious or depressed person when no one is inherently anxious or depressed. We're just people who, you know, we're up, we're down, we're left, we're right. You know, things happen. We're not inherently one thing or another. But as soon as we say you're depressed, you're anxious, we put them in a box and they then act that out. It's similar with children, I think. You know, if you say to a kid, well, you've got learning disabilities, or you've got attention deficit disorder. What's going to happen? Well, listen, the child now identifies as like a deficient child, as in a child with deficient attention, for example. And what's going to happen? They're not going to pay attention in class because they know their attention deficit. You know, they're going to act like that. They're not going to act the opposite. They're not going to act with a child with more attention. They're going to act the opposite. The same thing with anxiety. You tell someone you're anxious, well, they're just going to focus on that and it's going to multiply in their psychology. They're going to display illness behavior. And this is, it's like the self-fulfilling prophecy. I've spoken about the self-fulfilling prophecy. This is like almost popular psychology now. And it's been very diluted, the concept of the self-fulfilling prophecy. But in its core, what it basically means is that as soon as you consider yourself to be a certain way, your actions and your thoughts and your behavior tend to just reflect that. And so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? And I think there's something going on at the level of diagnosis with medical conditions too. Now, listen, if you break your leg, or if you've got like a tumor, or you've got cancer, you've got something physically wrong with you, right? That's different. I'm not saying that it's a purely external cause. A lot of these things are to do with psychology as well, or in some way influenced by it, right? But I'm not saying that by diagnosis you are necessarily sort of conditioning that illness. But at the same time, we know that the placebo effect is a thing. We know that if you basically tell people that they're getting medicine that is going to make them better, they do get better, right? And this is a well-known aspect of medicine. What my basic view is that when we diagnose someone, what we're trying to do is we're trying to put their condition, which is often very unique and unlike other people's. You know, two people's experience of depression may be very similar, but it might not be the same. And so my basic view is that the label depression is like a simplification. It's kind of like saying, right, here's a sort of group of symptoms that generally appear to one extent or another in people who exhibit them, or who exhibit the thing we're going to call depression. And let's use that as a kind of template. No one fits into the template perfectly. And from a diagnosis point of view, it might be effective in terms of the medicine we give people and the treatment we give people. However, from the psychological point of view, I think we need to realize that when we fit people into a template for practical reasons and for legal reasons and for insurance reasons, we have to realize that we have to be very careful about that. Because in my opinion, these things, again, it's a template. The thing called depression is a very, you know, 1,000 people will have 1,000 different experiences of it. It's not just one thing. There might be a general sort of group of symptoms we can say, right, that is depression. We can use it on a practical level. But the actual experience of it is not the same for any two people. And as soon as we say, you're depressed, we just worsen the thing, right? And the person has this idea of what being depressed means, along with all the research they've done, and along with other family members have experienced it or friends. And so they act according to that. It becomes a belief. It's not just a medical thing. It's not like some external objective diagnosis. It's now an objective thing. And especially with things that are more mental, psychological, purely, and things like ADHD and ADD, which all, especially nowadays, I think most of it is conditioned by technology, but that's another story. So what's my point here? My point is that just when we put people in boxes and we try and fit them into a nice template, it's not very productive. And I've experienced that myself. And if this is something that is present for you in your life, my approach is pragmatic. You know, I just say I'm not a qualified psychologist, I am a coach. But this extends to my coaching practice, where I don't deal with conditions, serious conditions like that. But my approach on a personal level, if I was to go through a period of, say, depression again, I wouldn't be so quick to say, what is wrong with me? I would just look directly at what was wrong with me. What are my symptoms? I can't be bothered getting up in the morning. I'm extremely negative. I'm tired. I feel, you know, helpless. I feel like life doesn't mean anything. Those are the symptoms of something, maybe. That's what I'm experiencing. We can call it depression or not. That is what I am experiencing. What can I do to change that? Right? What practical things can I do to change all of those symptoms? And if ultimately I do realize that maybe I need to actually have a depression diagnosis, right? That, if it's practical, cool, let's do that. But I'm going to be very careful not to put myself in a box again. I saw the damage that did, and I'm going to be more pragmatic and say, what things can I do day to day, and what help do I need to change this? Not to rid myself of depression, because again, that's creating a diagnosis where it might not be necessary. What can I do to change these things that I'm experiencing, and what are the actual causes of it? Often there are very simple causes behind these things. They're hidden in plain sight. In my case, they were hidden in plain sight. And no professional at any point in my recovery even sort of helped me. They never made it clear that that's what it was to me, right? Where to me right now, it's quite clear that that's what it was. All right, so I think I'm done with the topic of when diagnoses don't work. And my message here, again, is just to be very careful with diagnoses. Great. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe on Apple or Spotify to get notified of the next one, which is, of course, tomorrow. 31 episodes in 31 days on Deep Psychology. This is August Wisdom. I'm Ross. Thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.